Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 2 Corinthians 2:14 to 17. 2 Corinthians 2:14 to 17. But thanks be to God who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of Him everywhere. For we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one, we are an aroma that brings death, to the other, an aroma that brings life. And who is equal to such a task? Unlike so many, we do not peddle the word of God for profit. On the contrary, in Christ we speak before God with sincerity as those sent from God. My theme for reflection is the fragrance of a life led by God. The fragrance of a life led by God. We have all walked past someone and thought, now that is a memorable perfume, or equally memorable for all the wrong reasons. Paul suggests with both poetry and precision that every Christian is leaving a spiritual scent behind. The question is not whether we smell, but what our lives are broadcasting into the world. The problem Paul names in 2 Corinthians 2:14 to 17 is our deep instinct to center ourselves, measuring success by comfort, applause, or usefulness, while God's purpose runs in an entirely different direction. We ask, what do I do for God? When God is asking, what am I doing through you? Paul reframes our experience as God's triumphal procession, where Christ is the victor and we are joyfully claimed, led and displayed as witnesses of His grace. This image unsettles our pride and heals our insecurity. We are not self-appointed heroes, but grateful captives whose very lives become God's chosen instrument. The Apostle Paul resolves the tension with gratitude. Thanks be to God, who always leads us in Christ's triumphal procession and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of Him everywhere. The victory is Christ's. The movement is God's. The message is the aroma of knowing Him. Our weaknesses, fears, and humiliations, so often the things we hide, are not obstacles but the very places where the fragrance of Christ is released. The aroma is not charm or charisma. It is faithful obedience under pressure, trust in suffering, and perseverance in prayer. Scripture echoes this imagery with ancient resonance. After Noah's sacrifice, we read, the Lord smelled the pleasing aroma and said in his heart, Genesis 8:21. The language of scent becomes the language of delight, God's pleasure in lives turned toward Him. In Christ, that pleasing aroma takes on flesh and history. The cross becomes the ultimate fragrance of love and obedience. As Augustine of Hippo reminds us, our hearts are restless until they rest in you, and the life resting in God radiates a peace the world can sense, whether it welcomes it or resists it. Paul is clear-eyed about the mixed reception. To some, our lives will be the aroma of life that brings life. To others, an aroma of death that brings death. The difference is not our strategy, but their response to Christ. Our task is fidelity, not popularity. We live from God, before God in Christ, guided by His word, accountable to his gaze and sustained by his grace. This vision reorients our sense of calling. We are not peddlers of religion, trading devotion for advantage. We are servants who speak sincerely, shaped by God's instructions and an audience of one. The daily calling is simple and demanding. To continue trusting God and walking in his ways, especially when the path is uncomfortable. So what is God doing with you? He is leading you, sometimes gently, sometimes through trials in Christ's victory parade, releasing his fragrance through your ordinary faithfulness. Your life, rightly lived, becomes good news in motion, a testimony that cannot be bottled yet fills every room you enter with the knowledge of Christ. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where might God be using my current weakness or struggle to release the fragrance of Christ? Number two, am I more concerned with how people perceive me or with living before God in sincere obedience? And now our practical exercise for the day. Today, choose one challenging interaction and intentionally respond with patience, humility, and prayer, asking God to let Christ's fragrance be sensed through your words and posture. Triumphant God, thank you for claiming us in Christ and leading our lives in your holy procession. Let our weaknesses become places of grace and our obedience a pleasing aroma to you. Teach us to live from you, before you, and in Christ, that our lives may spread the knowledge of your love wherever we go. Strengthen us to trust you when the way is hard and to rejoice in belonging to Christ, our Victor. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.